Dialogue 62. A phone conversation. Hi, where are you?
Hi, I've just finished my work and I'm going home.
But it's 11 p.m. And by the way, I've already been waiting for you for 3 hours. When will you come?
Well, in an hour, probably.
Then I won't wait for you anymore. I'll have dinner now, and when you come, I'll be sleeping.
It's not fair. Yesterday, when I came, you were sleeping too, and the day before yesterday, and I don't like having dinner alone. When I was having breakfast and getting ready for work, you were taking children to school, and now you're going to go to bed? We haven't seen each other for 3 days now, have we?
And we won't see each other anymore if you keep coming home at midnight, and the children will forget your name. What are you doing on Friday in the morning? The children will take part in a school performance, and they will want you to come.
Well, if my boss doesn't give me any additional work, I will be absolutely free until 3 o'clock.
So next time that you talk to your boss, please remind him that you have a family, and tell him that on Friday morning you won't be able to do any additional work.
It's easy to talk like that if you depend on nobody. But I know for sure that he won't increase my salary if I'm not nice to him.
It's up to you, but if you don't come to the children's performance, don't think that I'll be waiting for you in the evenings.
When we were younger, you always waited for me, and you were never angry.
What do you mean? I'm not young anymore?
I didn't say that. Well, if you just wait 30 minutes more for me, I'll come and we can have dinner together. And while we're eating, we will talk, and you won't be angry with me anymore.
Well, all right. Okay, I'm waiting. But if you don't come in 30 minutes precisely, I'll go to bed.
Agreed.
But please don't rush. If you drive quickly, I will be worried.
Okay, I won't rush. Don't be nervous. See you in 30 minutes.